Thank you for calling the Organizational Staff Analyst Newsline for the period starting Thursday, June 27th. We will start with disappointing news. We were hoping to conclude our main unit contract by the end of June. We actually thought we would get there after a few speedy technical meetings that seemed to resolve most issues. Clearly now, this is not going to happen. At the Municipal Labor Committee meetings on Monday and Wednesday, all of the unions that had expected to settle once DC-37 set the pattern were voicing their frustration over the terribly slow-moving negotiations. We were told about the departure of a number of staff from the Office of Labor Relations and also about the extent to which the budget talks had distracted OLR. That could all be true as far as we know, but it does not make us one bit happier. Now, of course, comes the summer. During this summer, OLR has trouble assembling teams of management representatives for bargaining from the various agencies. Then, too, OLR staff are themselves civil servants, and if they are due their vacations, we can expect further delays. We can promise that our bargaining team will be willing to show up if the city does, and we do so promise day, night, or weekends. All that said, we are not offering optimism at all. Our second serious disappointment relates to our organizing efforts on behalf of the Metro Plus administrative nurses. The New York State Nurses Association had withdrawn from that contest, and had DC-37 withdrawn, those nurses would have been a part of our union by now. Instead, after a number of weeks of discussion and waiting, DC-37 has chosen to contest the election for the right to represent these five dozen nursing professionals. DC-37 did not lift a finger to help these nurses become eligible for representation. It was OSA's volunteer field organizer and OSA's hard-fighting lawyers who spent over 3 years fighting for the nurses. Now, DC-37 has chosen to delay the unionization of Metro Plus nurses by insisting on an election. Worse yet, the reasons openly given is so they can add more members to Local 1549, a clerical administrative local. We were told we could talk to Eddie Rodriguez of that local if we wanted to appeal to them. We refused that offer, as we know from long experience that it had no value at all. We have fought for years to help the nurses get union coverage. We will now fight even harder to prevent DC-37 simply seeking to pad 1549's membership rolls. Our disappointment with DC-37 in this matter is extreme. Okay, but it is an election, and we will see what the nurses have to say. Training for the upcoming analyst exams will begin July 1st at the union office. Please arrive at 5:30 p.m. on your scheduled evenings or at 8:30 a.m. on weekends. All of the materials are already online at osaunion.org. See exams, lists, and training. Bring only the curriculum for that day's topic. We will be training all this summer, but our air conditioning works, and there will be fruit, cookies, and juices to make the students more comfortable. It will be a busy summer for OSA, but perhaps not one that merits a weekly newsline. We will therefore go to our regular biweekly summer newsline schedule. Obviously, if something newsworthy comes up, the message will be changed as fast as we know of it. That's all the news for now. Thank you for calling, and call again on July 15th.